Chazar zeichen nesh bach ich hatte schlagen vom Juden sagt mir gilda auf gimmel mischna sabiyam tu khamis sabiyam ki pur mishish ve khulo fek my bryce brings machlekes where Rabbi Shmuel says that there are 5 aliyas on Yom Tov, 6 on Yom Kippur, 7 on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to be less, or you're not allowed to make more than that. Rabbi Kiva says there are 5 on Yom Kippur, 7, I'm sorry, there are 5 on Yom Tov, 7 on Yom Kippur, and 6 on Shabbos, and they're not allowed to be less, but there could be more. The Mishnah seems to follow neither sheet of the bryce, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, we're not allowed to add aliyas, and according to Rabbi Kiva, the number of aliyas are different than stated in the Mishnah. So Rava said the Mishnah follows the sheet of the Tani of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is quoted as saying exactly like our Mishnah says. We have a steer between the two statements of Rabbi Shmuel. Rava said they are stated in two different Tanoim, each with a different view as to what Rabbi Shmuel said. For the Akhtamar Braisa says, on Yom Tov we begin davening later and finishing earlier. On Yom Kippur we begin early and end late. On Shabbos we begin early and end early. This would seem to only follow Rabbi Akiva, who says that there's an additional Yom Kippur, and that would explain why we end later. Mar says, no, could even follow Rabbi Shmuel. The reason why we end later on Yom Kippur is because the tefillos of Yom Kippur are very long, has nothing to do with the number of aliyas. What do the numbers 3, 5, and 7 mean, the numbers of the aliyas on the various days? What do they correspond to? Where it says is machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeini and Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. One says they correspond to the number of words in the three pesukim of Birchas Kahanim, and the others say that they correspond to the three officers who guard the palace, the five who see the king's face, and the seven who see the king's face. Rabbi Yosef told Abayi, said like the second view. Abayi asked him, "Why did you never explain this to me till now?" He said, "I didn't know that you didn't know this. You never asked me to tell you this." What do the six aliyas of Yom Kippur correspond to? He answered, they correspond to the six people that stood on each side of Ezra when he read the Torah. Although the pasuk lists seven on Ezra's left side, that's because Zechariah and Meshulam, who are listed as two different people, are really the same person. He was called Meshulam because he was completely righteous. Braisa says, all are kosher to be called to the Torah for one of the aliyas, even a katan, even an isha. However, the Chacham said that a woman should not be called up so as to retain kavadat tzibur. Fact Gemara, is the maftir considered one of these seven aliyas or not? So Rav Huna and Rav Yomi Bar Arba argued. One said that it does count towards the seven. After all, he reads from the Torah as well. The other said it does not. He only reads from the Torah to show cover of the Torah, like Ula said, and therefore he's not counted towards the seven required aliyas. Rekmar Abraisa says the Haftorah must be a minimum of 21 psukim, corresponding to the three psukim for each of the seven aliyas that were called up to the Torah. Now, if the Maftar is called in addition to the seven, then the Chayyar, there should be 24 psukim in the Haftorah, corresponding to the eight of people who were called up to the Torah. Mar says, since he's only called to the Torah as a sign of covet for the Torah, we don't have to read psukim that correspond to him. Rava asked, the Haftorah of Parshas Tzav only has 17 psukim, yet we read it. Mar says, those psukim complete the subject matter, and therefore we don't have to read anymore. For the Rav Shmuel Bar Abba said that Rabbi Yochanan would many times stop the reading of the Haftarah even after just reading 10 psukim. Rav Tachlifa Bar Shmuel taught that when there is one who translates the Haftarah as is being read, we can read less than 21 psukim because it would be a bother for the tzibah to read that many psukim. Zok the Mishnah. The following things may not be done without the presence of a minion. Porsin es Shema, meaning if there was no minion while davening and a minion showed up after davening, they would say Kaddish Baruch Hu in the first brach of Shema. That's called Porsin es Shema. We only do that with a minion. Also, a chazan to lead the tzibur in davening is only done with a minion. Birchas Kahanim is only done with a minion. Reading the Torah for the tzibur, only with a minion. Reading the Haftarah for the tzibur, only with a minion. The standing and the sitting procedure that was done at a funeral, also only done with a minion. The bracha for the Avelim is also only done for the minion, with a minion. The consoling of a mourner when he walks between the two shuras of people, also only with a minion. The bracha of a chasen, only with a minion. Or using Hashem's name when making a zimah for birchas hamazon, all these things only with a minion. The appraising of land and people for purposes of hegdish also requires 10 people, but those 10 must consist of at least one kohen. Zokt de Gemara. B'chia ba'abba, the name Rabbi Yechon explained, the pasuk says, v'niknashri b'saik b'nei Yisrael, which teaches that any davar shebektusha requires a minimum of 10 people. B'chia taught, he learns from Gzeir Shav on the word toich, which is written here, and written regarding the group associated with Koyach as well. The group of Koyach itself is learned with Gzeir Shav from the Meraglim on the word Eda, and teaches that just as the Meraglim were 10 band people, there were 12 Meraglim, but Yeshua and Kalev were not a part of the Eda HaRoha HaZois. So Ibazoi, they were left with 10, so the people from Koyach therefore also refers to 10, and through Gzeir Shav over here, it said, v'niknashri b'toich b'nei Yisrael refers to 10 people as well, so a davar shebektusha has to be with 10 people. Zok the Gemara, the sitting and standing process of a funeral is only done with 10 people because we address the people as yikarim, and that's only proper when addressing at least a tzibur of 10. What's meant by the bracha for the avelim? Where it says this refers to the brachas that were said to the avelim when they ate their first meal after the burial. And Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the brachas must be said with 10 people, and the mourner is not counted as one of the 10. The brachas of a chasen must also be said with 10 people, but the chasen may be counted towards the necessary 10. The Gemara explains we don't use Hashem's name in Zimun with less than 10 people because it would not be proper to add a Lekeinu with less than 10 people there. In fact, how do we know that the appraisals of Hegdash require 10 people, of which one must be a Kohen? Shmuel said the Pasha regarding appraisal says the word Kohen 10 times. One is to require that a Kohen be present, and the other 9 mentions are an exclusion after an exclusion, which serves therefore to include, and we therefore say it has to be at least one Kohen, but the other 9 can even be Israel. In fact, maybe we should dash into every second mention of the word Kohen acts to include, but the others act to exclude, and the result should be that we need at least five of the people to be Kahanim, not just one. So, Gemara Kasha. For Gemara, how can a person become Hegdish? Rabbi said the Mishnah is referring to a case where one promised his value to Hegdish. Rabbi teaches that in that case we appraise him like a slave, and that's his value. So we learn from a Hekish that this is treated like an appraisal of land, and therefore requires 10 people, of which at least one must be a Kohen.